Hello again. This is Peter Meyerson for Radio Entrepreneurs. We're glad to have you back. I am sitting here with my co-host today. I need to say that we're sitting, you know, my co-host and I are sitting in for the inimitable Jeff Davis, who...
I'm here.
He's watching us.
He's in the bleachers right now, way back.
He's not that far in the bleachers. Anyway, so Gary Goldman of Truly Yogurt in Wellesley, a wonderful ice cream shop that you should try if you haven't already, and I are going to be interviewing Dwight Davis in about a minute. I do want to thank our hosts, the Social Network, who are sponsoring our broadcast today from Framingham. So our guest today is Dwight Davis. Hi, Dwight.
How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing great. So do you want to tell our guests who you were and who you are?
Well,
I mean, you're kind of famous.
I got the chance to play.
At least for those people my age.
Yeah, I was very fortunate. I was able to play professional basketball in the NBA. I was the third player selected out of the University of Houston by the Cleveland Cavaliers in 1972.
So that was before LeBron.
That was way before LeBron.
And how long did you play for the Cavaliers?
I played for the Cavaliers 3 years, Gary, and then I was traded to the Golden State Warriors, which was really good for me. As a high draft pick, you get selected by the bad teams, and Cleveland was just an expansion team. They were in their third year. But Golden State Warriors had just won the championship, NBA championship, the season that they traded for me. So I moved from a cellar-dwelling team to a championship team where I got a chance to play with guys like Rick Barry, I'm sure you've heard of that name, and Jamal Wilkes, and a great coach, Al Attles. So I played 5 years. In my fifth year, in my last year with Golden State, I tore my quadricep tendon February 20th, 1977. We're playing the Boston Celtics.
Well, that was red. So, you know, did red trip you? Or?
No, you know.
I think the floor might have been slippery. You should have checked the spot.
There's a funny story about it. I went up for a rebound, and a foul was called on Steve Kuberski. And Kuberski was screaming, "I didn't touch the guy, I didn't touch the guy." And he hadn't. But anybody who's torn a tendon, you know that it feels like somebody's kicked you. And so I screamed and grabbed my leg and... Yeah, you don't come back from those. Not from quadricep tendons. You don't come back. Not even today.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's hard. So you left basketball, and what did you do?
Well, when I left basketball, I immediately went into real estate, and by being a high draft choice, I was fortunate enough to have a pretty good salary and quite a bit of deferred money, and I was fortunate enough to be living in Northern California. In the 70s, where everybody was a real estate genius and baron. if you bought land there, 5 days later it was worth double.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I did.
So that's pretty good. So what are you doing now?
Well.
And how'd you get there?
Okay, my lovely wife and I, we own a franchise called Senior Helpers. It's an in-home non-medical care business where we send out caregivers, companion and personal caregivers to the homes of, for the most part, seniors to help them with activities of daily living. Many seniors, most seniors, go into facilities because they need someone, they need help with laundry, cooking, running errands, and those sorts of things. Some also need go in because they need help with clothing, with bathing, getting dressed, and toileting.
But nursing care also? I mean, that's why a lot of seniors went into care facilities.
No, the nursing aspect can be covered by a nurse coming by once a week or once every other week, depending on what the senior needs. It's not the nursing care that they that
the additional services that they need.
It's the additional services that they need. It's why they have to go into a facility. And we all know that we all are happier at home. And so this is a business that has sprung up in the last 20 years where people have been doing this. Again, we bought the franchise. Senior Helpers are a great group of people. Their mission and outlook toward working with seniors was in line with my wife's and mine.
So when did you buy the franchise, and what do you see as the biggest challenge so far? Is it getting help? Is it finding clients? What is the biggest challenge for you so far, Dwight?
Excellent question, Gary. We bought the franchise in July of 2014. We opened our door in November of 2014, and since then, but we knew beforehand because our franchisor is outstanding. I call Senior Helpers the McDonald's of in-care home. They're so thorough. They're so complete. Challenges? Both. You're right on both. Getting employees as well as converting clients. The getting employee piece is so tough because in New Hampshire, in New England, for a couple of reasons, many people who get their degrees or become certified in New England find that the cost of living in New England is prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, finding affordable housing in New England, and especially New Hampshire, is very tough. So having the young people to do it, that can be a challenge. As far as the seniors,
but how does that play out in your business?
How does
the fact that it's hard to find housing? Well, I mean, do you put people in somebody's house?
We do. Well, how it plays out in terms of recruiting people?
Yeah,
that means that as a employee, you're just as important as a client. Okay, and there are a lot of businesses where people don't feel that way. You know, so we treat our employees very, very nice, and we try to pay them as best we can. In our business, most of the companies don't offer any type of benefits at all. We offer benefits, and we treat the folks like adults.
How many employees do you have?
Right now we have 40 employees.
That's a pretty good size.
That's pretty good size. But in our business, you got to remember, too, that many of the caregivers might be stay-at-home moms. There might be an RN who has retired but has this passion to work with folks. And so they want to work short hours. They want to work hours like 10 hours a week. I would say 15 to 20 of our employees do 80-85% of the work. Okay?
Interesting.
They're full-time employees. We also hire a lot of nursing students. You know, they get their LNA. They need to work. They need hours, you know, working as an LNA to get their RN license, and so we do work with students too.
So what areas do you cover? Boston, Maine. I mean, it says Greater Seacoast, but that covers a whole lot of territory.
Yeah, that could be like
US.
Up and down.
well, my wife and I bought a territory in New Hampshire. Rockingham and Stratford counties, I'm sure you guys are familiar with mm-hmm. those counties. It covers Portsmouth, Brentwood, Exeter, Stratham, all the way up to Rochester. Now, there are several Boston-based senior helpers, too. So I want to let people know who might be hearing this. We have some very well-run franchises right here in Massachusetts.
And how do you make sure that the people that you do hire are doing the job? What type of accountability and structure do you have within the franchise itself to ensure that they're doing well? Where's the accountability?
That's a great question.
That is a great question, Gary. And thank you for asking me that because it gives me a chance to talk about the difference between senior helpers and our competition. And when I was speaking to Ian before I stepped in here, our franchisor, who started this company 15 years ago. There are 300 franchises now. He started this company 15 years ago. He started working with, his mother was working with his grandmother. Mm-hmm. And he found out how difficult it was to find people who were professional and trustworthy mm-hmm. and who would engage his grandmother, okay, and not babysit his grandmother. So knowing that, he he instituted some very high standards for anybody who wanted to be a franchisee. And those standards start with the criminal background check. The Bureau of Elder Services, because you can have an offense against you with the Bureau of Elder Services, but it won't come up as a criminal record. So we have to do a double check. Okay, say for instance, there was some neglect on the part of a certain party. That wouldn't be a criminal. It wouldn't be on your criminal record. But would you want that person, if they had neglect of an elder, would you want that person working for you as a caregiver? No. We do that. We do the credit check. We call on all the references that are given to us. All our LNAs have to be certified by the state, and they have to pass the state exam. And then on top of that, Senior Helper says 600 hours of online study modules for his franchisees. That covers front office people, it covers owners, and I would think two-thirds cover caregivers.
So there's a testing process
that is within
your organization?
Rigorous and ongoing. It's 600 hours.
So you have to be recertified along the way?
Every year the caregivers have to be recertified, but within that year, we certify them to coach up their abilities, okay? Yeah.
That's really a fabulous tool. Is there any state regulation of caregivers?
In New Hampshire?
Or is it state by state?
Mm-hmm. It's state by state. In New Hampshire, there is. We have to be licensed through the Department of Health and Human Services. There are a number of things that we have to do. Many of them, again, are instituted by our franchisor. You know, we carry $3 million in general liability insurance. We must carry workers' compensation. That's by a franchisor. We must carry an auto rider, because if our caregiver wants to take you out, Gary, if you mm-hmm. were using our services mm-hmm. and you were involved in an accident, we want protection for you there. Even though the general liability should cover it, there's an auto rider there. Another thing that our caregivers have to have, they have to have a valid license. And we have to be put on there as a party to be notified if the license becomes inactive. They have to have insurance. We have to be put on the insurance as a party that needs to be notified if their insurance lapses. So we are doing a number of checks and balances to make sure that we have the highest quality people and to make them feel that they are professional.
It's a very impressive approach that your organization takes. This is Peter Meyerson sitting in for Jeff Davis, and I'm with Gary Goldman, and we are talking to a very, very, very interesting guy, Dwight Davis, of Senior Helpers of the Greater Seacoast, formerly of the Cleveland Cavaliers and who else?
Golden State Warriors.
So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Dwight, how would they do that?
The phone number is 603-583-4580. The email address is dwightdavis@seniorhelpers.com.
And we have been talking with Dwight Davis, it's been a pleasure, Dwight. Really very interesting listening to you.
Thank you so much.
And Gary
and Peter, the pleasure's been all mine.
So we'll be back after the next break. Thank you.